from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Jawan Jennings!
Mabo, and he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike, and it ends up touchdown! Whoa! Jordan Lasley! The legend of Josh Rosen!
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free! It's picked up by Michigan State!
And good afternoon. Welcome in to another mediocre edition of It's Optional right here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, FM 105.7, AM 1340. Chance Collins, Brandon Johns with you. Beautiful day outside. One of the few that we will have this week. But I'm here to warn you, coming in a little hot today. That's right, coming in a little hot, and my device is still not working. It's all right, no sound drops today. Maybe it's not going to work. I think we got some type of short or something. But coming in a little hot, this, you know, beautiful day. Day was starting off perfect. First off, tell you about my day before we go ahead and hop into this Rick Barnes firestorm that apparently just happened right before we came on air. I guess the talk sports guys alluded to it somewhat. I kind of got in here a little flustered today. Had a great show lined up. I feel like it's still going to be a good show. Trey's out. He had to take care of some business. So you got me and Brandon. No intern Matt today. We're going to keep you locked, keep you entertained, though. So, was having a good day at the house, Brandon. I'm telling you, was having a good day. Woke up feeling great, feeling good. Got a good night's rest, as the kids say. Got a good night's rest. Was feeling really good about my day. Was doing some show prep at the house. Started to make a little breakfast. You always know. Breakfast, most important meal of the day. I'm telling you, most important meal. Was making myself a little breakfast. And lo and behold, I'm doing a little cleaning. I'm like, all right, time to get some adulting done. You know, people like to say adulting. I just like to say get your stuff done. But time to get a little bit of some adulting done. So, clean up around the house, Brandon. Everything's going good. Got my breakfast going. Doing some laundry. That's right. Trying to catch up on little household items. Adulting. A little spring cleaning coming to the works. Doing some laundry. Go to turn on my dryer. What? Hit it again. Nothing. Hit it again. Nothing. It was just working like an hour before. Really just grinding my gears. So I'm sorry. Come a little hot today. Coming in with somewhat of a little bad attitude. It may not sound like it. Get really high-pitched when I'm kind of PO'd. But a little bit today. It's always something. So then I do the thing. Calling around trying to get repairs. These people want to hit me with the Comcast. We got a 3-hour window, sir. Or a 5-hour window, sir. That drives me crazy. I'm like, I need to know exact times. Work it. I do a radio show Monday through Friday. Also have another job certain days of the week. Need to know exact times because I need to fit you in. And rightfully so, I'm paying for the services. Really just pissed me off. This one guy was just like, well, probably going to be a lot cheaper. You bring it in. My dryer's pretty big. It's like, last time I brought it up, it's like, I'm never bringing it out again until I move into a house. Trying to find a house. There's all kinds of other stories. I got my lease coming up, Brandon. Deciding if I want to stay where I'm living at. The new leasing office really been pissing me off lately. They've been making me mad. The other day, went in to get a package. New leasing office, new like management group just took over. They were like, well, Sir, you can just check in there in the package room and, like, you know, see if you're old management company. Never told me to go look for my own package when it comes. I feel like that's not my job. I feel like you're the manager. You're also one of the leasing agents. That's your job to go into the mail room and search for the mail that comes in, you know, via FedEx, Amazon, whatever.
Did they not send you an alert when something comes in?
That's another thing they said. Well, this woman at the leasing office, she
nice
was
safe
like,
there.
Yeah, yeah. This woman, she said, well, you know, normally we send alerts. I said, well, the old group, they never did anything like that, and I've never gotten an alert from you guys. So, lo and behold, I order a lot of things from Amazon, you know, guilty confession, do that a lot. Probably once or twice a week I'm getting something. I just always need something. I look, oh, I think I need that. Ordered something, and then they didn't send me a message, so today I had to go up there. You know, puff my chest out a little bit. Hey, what happened to my message? It's been 2 days. And, you know, nobody told me today to look for my own package. They went ahead and took care of that for me. So, just kind of coming in, not in the best mood, trying to cheer up. And then, we see Rick Barnes apparently had some words to say. Did you find any more about that, Brandon?
I'm just finding some questionable.
Questionable comments from Barnes.
Where I'm just like, that's not a good look.
So I guess that he was asked, did the press conference today, and he's asked directly, and this comes from David Ubbin of The Athletic. You've heard him on here before, comes from his Twitter. Barnes asked directly if he would have left UCLA, had covered the buyout. Quote, I think I would have been the coach at UCLA. On staying at Tennessee, quote, it has to make sense from a financial standpoint. And the bottom line is, we just couldn't work it out. The buyout. End quote. Also comes from David Ubbin of The Athletic. So apparently he would have gone to UCLA had they reached the agreement on the buyout. The buyout was, around $4 million. They wanted to give him a signing bonus as well, as we talked about earlier, and he'd have to pay $1.6 in taxes, $1.6 million, 40% tax. So, weird, you know, coming out to introduce Kim English, and then, I don't know, I guess, how do you feel about it? Because on one end, pretty bold by Barnes. Gonna make certain fans feel some type of way. But at the same time, we always beg for coaches to just be honest. And this doesn't get more honest than you can get, right? This is pretty damn honest.
It's one of those.
I stayed for the money.
It's one of those, be honest, except if your girlfriend asks you, does this make me look fat? And you know she really wants to wear it. You just say, no, you look great.
Good point by you, Brandon. Good point
by
you.
Yeah, no one wants a dishonest spouse, but at the same point, come on. Like, you know.
Very,
there's a difference between
nice
being honest
from
and
you.
Being a blank.
Just being a dumbass?
Yeah, fill that in with that whatever word you choose.
I don't know how I feel about it. I've always said, like,
I would think I would have been the coach at UCLA. Well, part of what annoys me is I'm just going to go to pray about it.
Oh, the reference.
And whatever God leads me to do. That's
reference to Jesus.
Do. And I'm like, whoa. Don't bring him into this. Like, because that's just I feel like that's the way to castigate the blame. If he does leave and everyone gets pissed, well, hey, you can't be mad at me. God told me to.
Phil Fulmer had some words too, quote, because they were all together, I guess, introducing Kim English today, quote, we weren't going to let somebody come in here and buy our coach, end quote. So, shout out to Fulmer. We all knew that, you know, he did get it done. Barnes said his wife told him, quote, I'm tired of it. Just make a decision. I don't know, man. I'd like to get the thoughts from the Pulse, the fans, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. I know a lot of you feel some type of way about this Barnes, these comments from Barnes today. I wonder what, I'm not seeing a lot of what, well, I guess it was what he was asked, how tough the decision was. Even when said you talked about him bringing into his faith, he said he didn't leave his house for 2 days and lost 5 pounds.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I'm all for, you know, all that and everything, but don't try to put the blame on like an outside source
because it looks like money.
Want to leave. Exactly.
Right, yeah, it was about the money.
That's exactly what it was. So you know, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm still like, here because hey, I believe. On. He said what you were talking about. I'm still here because I believe God wants me here. I believe that with all my heart. And then him talking about he prayed about it. Yeah, interesting stuff from Coach Barnes, from Deacon Barnes, as we like to call him. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Sure, we'll be talking about this remainder of the show. On one hand, I would understand a lot of people being pissed off at him. Well, if you don't want to be here, just leave. Does he want to be here now? Is he going to leave? Should another Blue Blood or another program come along in the next couple years and they can pay a buyout? I'm sure that Tennessee has reworked the contract to where his buyout is astronomically high.
This is my Rick Barnes theme song.
Yeah, for the love of money. We'll talk about more on the other side. Also, big night in the association last night. That was a lot of fun. A lot of doubters, a lot of haters. We want to get to that. If you really don't like the NBA after last night, I ain't got anything for you. It's playoff time, people. A lot to get to on the program. Stay tuned right here, Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to the program, right here on Fan Run Radio. Chance Collins, Brandon Johns, with you for the next hour and a half or so. Breaking news, the big news out of East Tennessee today, out of the sports world for a lot of you. Rick Barnes and his comments in his press conference today introducing new assistant coach, Kim English. Really just letting everybody know. Barnes is blunt with it. He lets you know. He was gone had the buyout been reached. So that's kind of where I'm confused, where I'm here if God wanted me to, but as they came with the money, I was gone too. So God wanted you to go too if the money was there. So a little confusing. As a big Barnes supporter for me, I'm like, why? I feel like you just do like any other coach. Well, you know, I'm here now, and the right thing was for me to stay. I love my time here in Knoxville so far. Deciding to stay on board, you know, happy that we could come to the agreement. And you can leave it like that, and it's not really much ado about nothing. But Barnes went full truth serum. He had the truth serum before the meeting, before the press conference. And like I said, on the other hand, a lot of us, we've always said we're tired of coach speak, tired of coaches just, like you said, pissing on your leg, telling you it's raining. Just give me the goods, give it to me straight, coach. And that's what he did today. But there is the problem of letting it fall back on your religion. 865-546-8200. We'll get a poll up at Fox Sports Knoxville soon. Take the pulse of the fans, see how many people are actually really offended by the comments, or, you know, because there's already the Barnes bashers, a select minority, growing steadfast due to postseason lack of success. So there'll be a little bit more of you, a little bit more adding to the virus come this next season, a little bit more adding to the virus that definitely today after those comments. So it'll be interesting to see how Barnes kind of handles this the rest of the way. I feel like you say this. Go ahead and crack this energy drink today. Kind of need it. A little thrown off equilibrium, everything that happened this morning. So, yeah, kind of interesting to see how he'll play that going forward. CP on Twitter says, I'm confused. Barnes said that he really loves living in East Tennessee, but then today he said basically it was about the money. Yeah, man. Ka-ching.
It's always.
It's always about the there money. We go. It's always about the money.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Happy he's staying.
But yeah.
Don't try to tell me it's about something
but
else
I think this,
when it's not. It's
yeah,
about the money.
I think Tennessee this puts paid. A yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on him moving forward, though.
Yeah, it does. Puts you under a microscope, that's for sure.
He already had the pressure that was going to amount after becoming the third highest paid coach in the nation with really nothing to show for. We have to be honest there.
Yeah.
And now, even more pressure because it seems like you didn't want to be here. And that you only decided to stay not because of the conflict of what you've built here at Tennessee and the players and the relationships and the community. No, you stayed because of the money that UCLA wouldn't come up with.
And it's not even that. It's that he was talking about all those other things and how important they were the whole year. If we had John Calipari in here, you know, everyone rips on John Calipari, but we know at the end of the day.
You know who he is.
Yeah. Same with Lane Kiffin. Yeah. He's not going to sell me a bill of goods.
He is what he is.
Yeah. And you got to respect it or don't hire him in the first place. But don't try to sell me on how great you are when you're just like everyone else, you know. Get off your high horse.
Rick Barnes.
It's out the money.
Rick Barnes out here trying to sell you beachfront property in Montana. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's like, dude, we're all the same, you know. It's okay. If it's about the money, that's fine. No one's going to hold that against you. There's
What's
millions of people that think
What's
that
he doing?
Way. But don't try to tell me it's not about it when it is.
Yeah, doesn't make a lot of sense to me from old Barnesy. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Doesn't seem like it's not his style either. Like, that just, what happened?
No, it goes against his whole brand, you could say. He's, like, built up about, hey, just a good old boy, coaches basketball.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
But not really. It's more about.
Take off at the drop of a hat for Los Angeles if they paid the buyout. So
he would have been gone. He would have been gone so quickly. I guess it was all to him. It was going to restore UCLA. That was the big sale, to go in there and restore John Wooden's program, I guess. Really baffling to me that Barnes would come out and say this. I think it's just one of the things that you don't really have to say much, in my opinion. Something we didn't have to say much about was, man, pretty good games from the association last night, Brandon. Did you catch some? I know you're not the biggest NBA fan. If not, I'll talk this entire segment about it. You did catch it.
I did help a little bit.
Help
a little bit.
Like it. So, one thing, Warriors, fearful, and Charles Barkley talked about this a lot, too, on Inside the NBA, because he had tore his quad. That's what it looked like DeMarcus Cousins did last night. Now Warriors fearful that Cousins has tore his quad. If that happens, he's out for the entire playoffs. That's obviously going to hamper them, because last night, for all of you who say, oh, I'm so tired of the NBA, It's just garbage and everything else. I'll admit, I'll give it to you that if you're not the biggest avid NBA fan, watching a lot of regular season games before Christmas, really stupid. You should probably pick it up maybe right after the All-Star break. It's when it kind of picks up. You really start to see players, really some of these rookies developing more. You saw Trae Young, what he did in the second half of the season after the All-Star break. Might have landed him Rookie of the Year over Luka Doncic. And then you see a lot of teams come together and they're fighting for the playoffs. So, and then everybody says, well, the Warriors, this is going to be the Warriors and whoever they play, and they're going to win another title. Not so fast. Maybe not after last night. Golden State Warriors up 31 points with about 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes in the third quarter. And the Los Angeles Clippers, the eighth seed, that's right, the eighth seed in the Western Conference, comeback, historic comeback, largest comeback in playoff history to win. Not only they come back, they win 135-131, and that was one of the best performances by Lou Williams, who's like the all-time bench point scorer now in NBA history.
And most points off the bench in NBA history, I was going to say, though, do you think the Warriors – first off, I don't think the Warriors are worried regardless. I think almost having Boogie out makes them better.
Yeah.
Because if Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry are scoring – you almost don't need another fourth option. Yeah. You need some defense.
Yeah, they just roll with the
rebounding defense, which Boogie can do, but just almost need the most selfless guy that goes in there. His goal is to get 10 rebounds and 10 assists, 0 points.
Oh yeah, you're right. You play the small ball lineup, which they've done, which they've had a lot of success. Their depth lineup in the fourth quarter. Clippers 41 points scored. The Warriors 23. Lou Williams finishes with 36. Steph Curry 29. I think Montrezl Harrell had, I want to say, like 25. He had a playoff high. Maybe his first playoff appearance now. Doc Rivers, man, doesn't have a bunch of stars on that team, bunch of studs, but some key players, and they're trying to do is attract some talent in the offseason, get a star to add to their young core. But once they got Lou Williams, you're always in a game. That guy is truly a walking bucket, has been most of his career. He can score. He could have been a starter for numerous teams, likes to come off the bench, is that spark off the bench, can put up 36 off the bench. So, that being said, man, if you're not watching the playoffs now, there's going to be some good games. Keep in mind, you have the Bucks. They blew out the Pistons in that first matchup. They don't have Blake Griffin right now. That's going to be tough. But I think a lot of these matchups are really going to be – you got some good coaches. Doc Rivers always going to have his team ready. But that was amazing. And I'm not even going to lie. I fell asleep some of that game, woke back up, and that was the greatest feeling, waking up, being somebody who's against everything the Warriors are. And not even because of super team, just because I want to see them get beat. Clippers, though, and CP also on Twitter, boy, Chuck Payne, Clippers bench ain't no joke. They do. They got a solid bench, Chip. Very solid. It was a great game. So I'd say keep it locked to the playoffs, people. Another thing, too, is a pretty good day. Tyler on Twitter points this out for Doc Rivers. I don't know if you saw this, Brandon. He also comes back, greatest comeback in NBA playoff history. They beat the Warriors, perennial champs, looking for a three-peat. And Doc, that same day, yesterday, lost $2,000. He took his phone out of his pocket and dropped it. Because, you know, he's got millions just walking around with a bankroll of $2,000 in his pocket. And dropped it. And then the guy gives it back to him, and the team comes back from 31. So pretty good day. Doc even said that he was going to give the guy free tickets to the playoff game, but the guy like left so quickly that he didn't get his name or anything like that when he gave him, like, the guy just gave him the money back and then took off. So,
what a good guy.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll try to reach out to him, get him some tickets somehow for the remainder of this series. But big win for the Clippers, and they're tied 1-1 with the Warriors heading back to Los Angeles. So they leave Oracle. They'll play in the Staples Center. They maybe have a chance. I still think it's the Warriors' series to lose. You know, I still think they're obvious favorites. They should still take this. Probably looking at, you know, in 5 games or 6 games now. I doubt it that it goes to a 7, but you never know. You never know. And that's why we watch the games, people. That's why we watch the games. NBA playoff basketball intensifies. I love it. Going to try to get all of you to start to love it. And we'll see what happens. Only bad thing last night, 76ers and Nets. That was pretty bad. Sixers came back. They handled business. Didn't hear any boos last night. Really took care of the Nets. Tonight, you got the Magic and the Raptors, 8 o'clock. Underdog Magic lead the series game to none on the Raptors. We'll see if they can go up another game. Cal Lowry had 0 points in that first game. His first-round woes continue. Will they continue tonight where Kawhi Leonard put the team on his back? Then you got Spurs Nuggets, experience versus the youth. We'll see what happens in that one. Denver, another game at home. They are already down 1 game, though. Popovich, playoff Popovich, playoff Pop. And then to the nightcap, the Thunder and the Trailblazers, 10:30. See if Russ and Paul George, shoulder injury. See if he's going to play. See if they can even up that series. So, pretty big night in the association. Get back. We'll take some phone calls. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Take a quick time out. Come back, talk a little spring practice, the expectations from the rest of the way. Get down to it. Listen, it's Optional right here on Fan Run Radio. It's Optional. Rages right along here on Fan Run Radio. Jen says about the Rick Barnes situation, you can't love where you are, but consider another job that you really want that might move you away. Interesting. We're going to take the pulse of the people. We put up a poll up at Twitter right now at Fox Sports Knoxville. And that would be, how do you feel about Rick Barnes' comments about taking the job at UCLA? Had they paid the buyout? We'll give you two options. You can also throw some write-in options there for yourself as well. If you just want to add some comments. Two options, like the honesty or he can go. Because I feel like a lot of people now are going to be in that camp of, well, just let him leave. If he wants to go, let him go. You know, that type of thing. I don't think it has to be like that. I think you can feel a little indifferent about it. Kind of how I'm feeling right now. One hand, like the honesty a lot. Really do like the honesty. I'm one that's been begging for coaches just to stop talking like robots and actually just tell us. Like, yeah, I would have went. Show me the money. Had they shown me the money, I would have went. I'm paying players. You know, something. Just one coach when he retires one day. You're damn right we were paying players. How else do you think we were getting these damn five stars every year? That would just tickle my fancy, as they used to say. If Nick Saban, the day he retires after all those titles, or on his, I don't know, on his deathbed, you're damn right. We paid all our damn players. We gave them all Dodge Challengers. How else do you think they was getting those $25,000, $30,000 cars? You're damn right I paid them. If you want to win, you got to spend a little bit. You got to invest. I would love for somebody to come out and say that. I would love if Rick Pitino, his last words, if he were to just bomb the entire system. You're damn right we've been taking millions. We don't like Adidas. We'd rather wear Nike. They just pay us more. Yes, I would love stuff like that. But you want everybody else to do it. You don't necessarily want your own family, your own coach. And that's what I'm talking about when I say I'm kind of feeling a little bit indifferent about it. Love to see everybody else say it except for who I hold value in, who I'm vested in. A little bit over 1% of precincts already reporting right now at Fox Sports Knoxville. How do you feel about Rick Barnes' comments about taking the job at UCLA? Had they paid the buyout? 59% of you? I'm a little bit surprised. Like the honesty. 41% say he can go. So I feel like this is going to be a tough one for. It might be. We've never had it happen on the show. But today. Maybe today. It's a 50-50. Maybe it's a 50-50, Brandon. 865-546-8200-546-8200. We got a phone call?
We got T-Carp.
Go ahead and bring T-Carp. I know he's got a lot to say about this. T-Carp, born and raised, loves his Vols. And he's always got a little something to say about, I think they're calling him regular season Rick now. I'm really not sure. T-Carp, known to be a negaval sometimes. T-Carp, how you feeling?
Hey, can I just tell my wife that I would have married, like, the hot girl in high school that really liked me, but, she couldn't really do things that my wife could for me. Is that going to work out well? Can I have that conversation with my wife?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. Rick Barnes, don't do that with me either. Like, don't do that. I want to know that I'm the only one. But no. And I get that it's a business. Still don't come in and slap me in the face. Like, I don't understand what he's thinking. Like, he's got to understand the optics of this, correct?
You would think so. I mean, you would think so. Like, he understands how passionate fans are, how crazy we can be. You can just go back and look at when Lane left. Like, I'm not saying, like, that would happen had he left. But, yeah, like, I don't know why he said it either, T-Carp. I'm kind of with you. I really don't know.
I'm just trying to think about it in any other atmosphere. Like, I don't call my boss and say, well, man, I was going to go to this place, this doctor's office, but they couldn't pay me as much as you, so I prayed about it, and God said that I need to be with you. Like, we don't have those conversations in business that I'm aware of.
You know? No, we do not. And as somebody, like you say, you can't go to your boss and necessarily say things like that. It's going to bring into question your commitment moving forward. Like you keep those things to yourself. A lot of people, a lot of us have had jobs in the past, and you've been searching for another job while you're at that job, but you don't go tell everybody. You keep that stuff to yourself. One, it's respect. That's the most important thing. It's who's paying your check now, kind of showing them a little bit of respect, who's signing your bill, who's signing your check, giving you, you know, making sure that you can eat and have shelter. It's a respect thing. You don't want to put them in that position so they can think, you know, some way about you. And the secondly, it's stupid. Like, you bring more pressure on yourself, questions about your commitment, questions about why you're here, your motive, how long you're going to be here from now on. If the next, you know, blue blood, big money team, big money paycheck comes, are you jetting? And then it also, or is God going to tell you that you got to leave? Like, there's all kinds of jokes we can make about it. But really, Rick Barnes, it doesn't seem, wouldn't be his style if I had to predict. This is not something that I thought he would be saying today.
No. Brandon, does this not sound like one of the middle school girls that breaks up with you and says, God told me to do it? Does it not sound like that?
100%. That's what it sounds like. Like, that's like the point I was making and like, during one of the breaks, I was like, ever since one of my friends did that to a girl in high school and said, hey, you know, God led me to, I prayed about it, and I think we need to break up. I was like, yeah, I'll take that with a grain of salt from now on.
So are we saying, like,
I don't buy that.
Because T-Carp, I know you've talked about it before. I know we definitely talked about it when Butch Jones was definitely coached. We want some honesty. We don't always want the coach speak. But sometimes like this, we can all agree that you got to pump the brakes for some honesty at some times. You know,
I don't think it's all honest, though. I think it's about the money. And what better way than to have, by and large, most people in East Tennessee are very religious. So if you say, God led me to do this, most people won't come after you with the hostility that they would if you said you were leaving
that's
for the
money. That's true. Oh, Deacon Barnes, he's a God-fearing man. That's why I love him. Always goes to church every Sunday. Always puts Jesus first. He's a God-fearing man.
Here's my thing. You have to be truthful.
Yes.
But there's certain things where you have to understand the optics of the situation. Is okay, it might have been that UCLA paid the buyout, he was gone. And that totally might have been that, and that's fine. You just don't say that out loud. You have to know your audience. And in any business setting, like, I don't tell my employees things that me and my boss talk about, period. It's just you have to know your audience, and Rick Barnes showed that he doesn't know his audience very well.
Doesn't know really how concerning. To read the room a little bit.
It's one of two things. Either he doesn't know or he doesn't care. I'm leaning towards he doesn't know. Yeah, it's like I'm leaning towards he doesn't know because, you know, 99 times out of 100 when you have the question of whether something was malicious or they were just dumb, they're dumb. Most people aren't like actively trying to upset a group of people, so I think he was just dumb when it came to saying this.
Let's hope so. This puts a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
And if he had kept his mouth shut, said, I'm so happy to be at Tennessee, I feel appreciated, X, Y, you know, just gone down the list, everything would have been fine. But now you create more controversy, more BS, which is great for you guys and gives you something to talk about. But at the same time, it's like, man, when will it ever stop at this place?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting old. So, guys, thank you so much. I'll see you.
Appreciate the call. T-Carp, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you need to air your grievances, we'll be here to talk to you. We'll take a quick time out. But T-Carp's right, man. And this is what I said, too. He could have went about it a totally different way. And this puts so much pressure on you, Rick Barnes, and so much pressure on the guys on that basketball team.
Unnecessary pressure. Yes. Totally unnecessary.
Yes. They're already calling you regular season Rick. They're going to start calling you big money. You know what. So we'll talk about it more. A lot of money getting tossed around. Also talk about a big contract signed last night, yesterday afternoon. I'm guessing when it happened. A little news from the NFL. We'll talk about the Shield when we return right here. It's Optional. Fox Sports Knoxville. Welcome back. We're still here. Welcome back to this option right here on Fan Run Radio. Beautiful Tuesday. Pretty nice outside. I think when I get done today, I'm going to be doing some grilling out. Bought me a nice grill. Nice grill at, I want to say it was at Home. No. It was at Lowe's. It's about a month and a half ago. Ever since. And I have to keep it at my girlfriend's house because I live in an apartment, so I can't grill there because, you know, the fire safety and all that stuff. She lives in the house, so constantly grilling now, man. It's nothing like nice day, throwing the charcoal on. Charcoal guy, too. Can appreciate gas every now and again, but would rather much always grill with charcoal. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to take advantage. Nice weather. Get out there and make me something good. So something good for Russell Wilson. Alluded to this, teased this before the break. Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks quarterback, also married to Ciara. I think it's either or. I saw him last night, which bold, big flex move by Russell Wilson. He starts talking about the extension because he had gave the Seahawks till, I guess, this coming Monday as a deadline, Monday night, or maybe it was, it was this coming Monday he gave him a deadline to, I guess, pretty much to get it done. And I don't think it was like he was going to sit out. He was just saying that I guess he wasn't going to talk about it during the season. So, Seahawks and Wilson reached an agreement. Seahawks came with the money. 4 years. Check this out. $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus.
Straight cash, homie.
Did you see how he announced it, too?
That's what I was going to say. Big flex. Big flex. And makes Russell Wilson the quarterback, the highest paid player in the NFL.
History.
History. He is contractually tied to the Seahawks now to 2023. He tops my guy, quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as the richest ever with a new money annual average of $35 million. Per season. His signing bonus also sets a record. Rodgers was the first with $33.5 million and $57.5 million signing bonus. Russell Wilson said, hold my beer. So, and the deal also, talk about a great deal. No trade clause. Seahawks are locked to him. He's locked to them. And he posted the video to Twitter, like Brandon was just alluding to. Like I said, big flex. Married to Ciara. Everybody knows she's really hot. Amazing voice. Can dance. Everything. Triple threat. She can act. Very sexy woman. He's laying in bed with her.
That's hanging on the rim. That's a technical foul.
Yeah.
You're hanging on the rim.
Yeah. Big flex. Big flex by Russell Wilson. Laying in bed with his wife, Ciara. Quote, hey, Seattle, we got a deal. A sleepy-sounding Wilson says while laying in bed, ESPN reports. Go Hawks, but I'm going to see y'all in the morning. Time for y'all to go to bed. So, took about 4 days, they said, his agent, Mark Rogers, but makes him the highest-paid player in NFL history. He was set to make $17 million this year, the final season of the four-year deal for 87.6 extension that he signed in 2015. So I ask you, and I ask everyone, does Russell Wilson deserve to be the highest paid player ever in the NFL? He has one quarterback, one Super Bowl that came in his rookie year, right?
Right.
Yeah, came in his rookie year, topped off Peyton and the great season that they were having. Peyton setting all those records. They had a hell of a defense, though, but there's no doubt he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. Some Sundays, he's a top 5 quarterback in the league. He is clutch. But does he deserve to be the richest man ever in NFL history?
I mean, I think we both agree quarterback's the most important
position. Yeah, if you
don't have a quarterback, you can't win.
You don't have a quarterback, you don't have anything.
Then with that, though, it's like the saying, a rising tide raises all boats. He's just the most recent quarterback to come up. The next quarterback, big-time quarterback that comes up for a contract, he'll be the new highest-paid player ever. And it's just going to keep going that way for a while. But the bigger question, I think, is like, do you think you can win a championship paying a quarterback that much?
Because
I think last year it was like the top six highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. Not one of their teams made the playoffs.
And they've seen this when they gave him the extension in 2015.
Right.
That same year they had to let go of their left tackle, Russell Okung. Mm-hmm. And they haven't really been the same team since. Now, keep in mind, they've
Max Unger, the center.
Yeah, the center as well, Max Unger. Now, keep in mind, I'll be the first to admit, they go to the playoffs continuously. You can't count them out with Russell Wilson at quarterback, with the talents that they still do kind of have on defense. Earl Thomas now being gone for sure. We'll see how that plays out the rest of the years. But Pete Carroll, good coach. They got Tyler Lockett. That's him and Russell Wilson have a great like chemistry, and they just carve defenses up. But like you said, now you're strapped on the cash. Now you can't go out and do the things that you seemingly want to in free agency. It's going to be tough to bring a lot of big names in there. That's going to demand a lot of money. So that would be my dilemma. You tell us what your dilemma would be, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. I just don't know if he deserves to be the richest man ever. And I know in a couple years there'll be another talent
where
it's like, you know, it'll be another quarterback in a couple years that'll top that. Aaron Rodgers may get a restructured deal before it's all done.
100%.
What's
interesting, though, is Brady never really been the highest-paid player. I mean – I think he might have been the highest-paid player shortly, very briefly, for like 1 year or something. But you know what I mean? He's never come close to $30 million a year.
No, never.
And I think that's kind of why the Patriots have always been so competitive. They're saving some money on the front end, put some more pieces around him on the back end.
Yeah, but they also go out and they get cheap pieces too. You know, outside of paying some guys like Gronk, Brady, Edelman, some big extensions, they never really go out and break the bank for anybody. They had a great linebacker was it Jamie Collins? Was that his name? And then they sent him to the Browns. They've had guys like that.
You show one sign of slowing down, you're out.
You're gone. They use you for your prime, and they pay you some cheap money. And sometimes they don't even use you for your prime. They're using you when you're a rookie, molding you what they want you to be. And then when you start to show a little bit more that you deserve more money, you're gone because they're just going to bring somebody else in, and it's just a factory, and get them to do what they want to do.
And, like, the thing with Malcolm Butler, how much better did he look when he was in a Patriots uniform? Like, how much better is Belichick as a coach than – he was terrible.
He was not the same Malcolm Butler as a Titan. He has not been the same Malcolm Butler at all. He doesn't even, like you say, he looks even outside of talent, he looks much better in the Patriots uniform. He actually looks like he's faster. There's something going on. So we'll see how that plays out. Hour number two, we'll go ahead and hit the reset button. We'll talk a little bit more about the NBA playoffs. Get your thoughts on these Rick Barnes comments. How you feeling about Barnesy? How you feeling about Russell Wilson getting paid? All this money being talked about today on It's Optional. How you feeling about the show? Give us a call, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Quick timeout. Hour number two, coming up next.